Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Free Terrible Gamers. I'm your host Colin, here with Ashton.
Hey guys.
Alright, got a couple over from last week, then one, two this week's. Nintendo sues McSwitch distributors.
Nintendo's legal actions against attempts to circumvent the Switch's copy protection have intensified lately, not resting on its laurels. After taking down Yuzu in March, the company has launched two suits against people accused of operating major hubs for hacked systems and games, the operator of the modded hardware storefront, and a moderator of the Switch Pirates subreddit are the latest targets of Nintendo's notoriously persistent legal team. The gaming giant filed two lawsuits at a Washington federal court against the individuals last week. Modded Hardware is a site that mainly ships Nintendo Switch consoles hacked to run pirated games and homebrew software. The store also sells the McSwitch devices for dumping games and playing them on flash cards inserted through the system's main card slot. We talked about the McSwitch when it was first announced and then released, but we knew it was a matter of time before Nintendo went after that. And then in the, I mean, since they were selling the McSwitch on modded hardware, that kind of got Nintendo's attention that that was a actual website and that they sell modded switches. So that just added fuel to the fire on the lawsuit there.
Yeah, kind of made, we didn't make it down this far, obviously, last week, but whenever I was talking about like the Sega stuff, that's why I'm just like, hopefully it's not that, but I wasn't going to ruin this topic with that topic
Right.
because I didn't think it was going to get down to it initially.
Yes. I mean, like I said, we knew it was going to happen, but to be fair with for the make switch though, you can't just take the ROM off of the cartridge and play it on your switch, unless it's hacked, of course, but because each individual cartridge has a unique ID and you need that unique ID in order to play it on that switch, so.
Yeah, my side of it, which you dove more into the legal, but I dove into the whole make switch itself. Sorry, I'm still getting over a ear infection, and the cough is the worst part, surprisingly enough. But the make store game stores games and the SD card placed in, a fake cartridge, as mentioned before, because we've covered this, what, probably about 6 months ago too, when they initially started talking about it and
Yeah, I
everything
think
all
it
year.
was around January or so.
This effectively tricks the hardware into thinking its official game was inserted, which users want to swap out games, they just have to eject and reinsert it again. Nintendo has taken issues with MIGS makers, modded hardware, selling modding tools, chips, and even pre-modded consoles, while the first run of Nintendo Switch consoles was easily hacked thanks to an oversight almost every console since its second run from 2018 onwards has fixed the issue. As such, the only real way to alter the OLED or newer versions of the console is to open it up, solder a mod chip into it. The MIG was intended to avoid having to do this process. With the suit now in process, it appears that Nintendo has taken over the domain mixswitch.com. However, mixswitch's store is still online, which we said that was going to be a thing too back when we initially covered this, was Nintendo was going to take over at some point. But what we had mentioned then that they was already planning on switching different domains and everything else.
Yeah, we knew they was going to take it over, and then they done the same thing with the Yuzu. They own the right to Yuzu now, so Nintendo just takes over what goes against them, so they can't be used against them anymore at that point. So. And something
Yeah,
like
you got like
Yuzu, I think in the future they'll use that to their advantage, so they'll probably like later on other Nintendo hardware, whenever they emulate Switch games, like on Nintendo Switch Online, they'll probably use the Yuzu source code.
But yeah, so Make Switch is officially under fire, so we'll see if they wind up pushing out still or not. Because
as of right now, it says that they're still online, but it's only a matter of time before they do get shut down. But they shut this down. The know-how is already there. There's going to be more Switch flashcards coming out. People know it's possible, know that it can be done, so it's going to be done again.
For legal reasons, we do not condone it. But if we happen to stumble across one, we may use it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was going to buy one, but I just never got around to it. But
yeah, because those guys were pretty much just making themselves, and they were just ordering the stuff online.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much handmade, every single one of them. That's why it took so long to get them shipped out and everything.
Alright. Kind of sticking Nintendo in a way. But Minecraft is being ported to the GameCube and Dreamcast.
Yeah, I seen this topic. I was like, okay. Yeah, I definitely got to cover that. It's kind of interesting. Yeah, Minecraft, a highly popular video game, has been adapted to various platforms over the years, making it no surprise that it will soon be available on the Sega Dreamcast. The unofficial port is being developed by a flock of meese without approval of Mahana or Microsoft, who hold the intellectual property rights to the game. He is also porting the title to the Nintendo GameCube. And then, let's see if I can blow this up. It says it was a, was it still called a tweet, I guess, on X? Post on X?
I think so.
Remaking Minecraft on the Nintendo GameCube, my aim is to replicate enough of Minecraft's mechanics, but then take the game in a new direction, emphasizing on emergent gameplay, was his tweet on X. So, yeah, like I said, it's just pretty cool to see that Minecraft obviously came out a long time after the Dreamcast and GameCube got discontinued. It's going to be ported over.
Because what, it came out in 2012, 2013?
Something like that, yeah.
Let's say
not that it's a hard game to run. Both those systems should be able to run it decently well.
Yeah, especially since, you know, the whole purpose of it was to be blocky and everything else.
Right. But I like the developer of the port, a flock of meese.
Flock of meese. Yeah. What'd you call Mojang?
On here it's got a red line under it because it's spelled wrong, so it made it look weird.
Gotcha. I thought you said like Mohangi or whatever.
Because
I'm just like, I was like, that's probably the most different pronunciation I've ever heard.
I knew it was Mojang, so I was just reading though, because it's got that red line under it when something's spelled wrong, so it changed the look of the word. It looks like it ends with an A. With an A.
I got over that a long time ago. My last name's always spelled wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, he said Microsoft. I'm just like, so I'm assuming he meant Mojang a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, so I guess the quote went further down and saying, in the game industry, AI-like technology has long been used to control enemy character movements, so game developers and AI technology have always been closely related. That's going on off Perakual reportedly was saying to the audience, so I guess they're doing kind of a AI take on it to make it possible.
Yeah. AI generates stuff, you know, makes stuff easier, which I kind of ties into our next topic too. But
so I'm assuming that it's because obviously they're making a thing for it, but assuming at that point it just be able to be emulated, opposed to, because obviously you're not going to get cells from it.
No, and yeah, you'll be able to emulate it on like Dolphin or play it on original hardware if you have a modded GameCube like I do, you know, something like the GC loader or the flippy drive or whatever.
But the servers are still active, so it's kind of, and then I think I don't think they came to the next gen, though, or new gen.
I'm not sure. I doubt it'll be online, you know.
I know you can do, like, backwards compatibility, so that's probably why they haven't technically ported it yet.
Right. And, like I said, I don't think it'll be online or anything. It'll just be something that, you know, just plays survival or creative by yourself.
Yeah. Still just insane to think.
Yeah.
Like you said, I know it'll run it, but it's just a weird concept because easily, well, at that point, Nintendo had two consoles separating it from actually being on that console. Because it would have been the GameCube to Wii, and the Wii U would have been roughly the time that Minecraft came out.
I think there was a Wii U version.
But yeah, there was two consoles separating that generation. Then for Sega, that's even further away because the Dreamcast came out in the 90s?
99? Maybe?
Don't quote us.
I don't remember exactly.
You going live or saying screw it?
It got me curious now. 98.
98. It's old as us.
Yep.
Okay.
So, I don't like Minecraft, but when this comes out, I'll definitely try it out just to see how it runs.
Yeah.
Because I have played Minecraft, so I know how it's supposed to run.
Yeah. I don't think I've met a person that hasn't technically ever played it. It's just how much they've gotten into it.
Yeah, I've never really got into it, but I do know. Obviously, I'll know if it's running at 15 frames per second or something.
Yeah. What? 480?
Yeah.
You run it natively, per se?
480p.
480p. All right. Horizon Netflix series possibly canceled.
All right. According to a report on the alleged toxic, bullying, manipulative behavior of the Umbrella Academy showrunner Steve Blackman, the Horizon Zero Dawn TV series is seemingly not moving forward at Netflix. According to a report on the alleged... All right. I don't know why it copied that twice, like four times.
But you don't need anything to do.
Yeah. It says, although the showrunner has said these claims are entirely untrue and completely absurd, at the end of the report, it is stated that Blackman was offered an overall development deal reportedly worth $50 million at Netflix in 2020, and the Horizon Zero Dawn series was part of that package alongside the original outer space thriller series called Orbital. Now, however, Rolling Stone has learned that the two projects are no longer moving forward. Per a representative for Blackman, the showrunner has a long, ongoing, and close working relationship with Netflix and continues to work on a new project. Furthermore, Blackman signed the new multi-year deal earlier this year. So, whether that guy was bullying or whatever, either way, apparently the show's not happening anymore, which kind of sucks because that's the type of game that might not be good for a show necessarily, but definitely a movie. Like, that'd be a good movie, I think.
Yeah.
Based on a video game.
But it's really hard to do it series wise.
Right.
Especially if you only have two games.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely have to add something else that's not actually in the games to make that last more than one season.
Yeah, we mentioned it before with Fallout and everything else. It's different there because they have 500 games to pull from. Persona will be able to pull it off because they have 5 million games to choose from.
Yeah, because each of their games have like 10. 5 has like 15 games.
Yeah, I wish we was exaggerating.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane. But yeah, so I think Cheyenne Roundtree was the one reporting on this, or at least where I got my article was. Published last week, Blackman is accused of firing women because he was annoyed, or fired a woman, not woman, women, plural, woman, singular, because he was annoyed she was pregnant and didn't tell him when hired. Among other issues, he was cited for allegedly making sexist, homophobic, and transphobic comments on set and described as manipulative and taking credit for others' work. Blackman denies the allegations, calling them entirely untrue and completely absurd. A few days later, Roundtree reported that Blackman's two in development series, Horizon Zero Dawn and the original show, and Orbital, was no longer moving forward. It's not impossible for Horizon. It could come back to life at some point, but it was already eons from release and would be set back even further if it was already being shaped by Blackman at this point. So there's pretty much the rest of it. So yeah, the guy's in some pretty hot water over that stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely making a reputation for himself.
Yeah, rightfully so. Yeah. Netflix is probably gonna end it all in all if the allegations turn out to be true.
Yeah, definitely. And which, like I said, kind of sucks because that would be a nice movie. I know they said show, but I think it'd be a better movie.
Still weird that Netflix got the rights to it and Sony just didn't do something with it themselves.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insightful. That's oracle.com/insightful. oracle.com/insightful.
Yeah.
Sony has the capability.
Yeah, they do, but you know, stuff like that don't make any sense.
Because they can go any animation style. They can go live action. They can go animated.
Sony can do everything. Yeah. Like I said, we give Sony a lot of crap. They do make some good movies.
Yeah, and shows.
And shows, yeah.
So yeah, it's weird that Netflix even had their hands in it in the first place.
Maybe they made them a deal or something. It'd be cheaper for them to have Netflix make it than them make it in-house.
I assume so. That's why they done it, but still, like I said, just
makes no sense.
Like, oh yeah, here I am. I have literally a music production studio, a movie production studio, and a game production studio, but I'm going to use Netflix.
Yeah.
Because Netflix makes the best stuff in the world, apparently.
There's not a single thing on Netflix that, right now that I can think of that I like to watch. Except for the Mario movie, but I've already seen it.
I was just say, only like Netflix originals that I really enjoy are stand-up specials from comedians. And that's just because they're part of Netflix and not actually
Netflix made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the only thing Netflix original that I enjoy watching is, like I said, stand-up specials.
Yeah, Netflix used to have a bunch of stuff, but they've went downhill, removing a bunch of shows and movies.
Sticking with Sony, since it is Horizon, Power World Dev signs deal with Sony to form Power World Entertainment and expand the IP, which we called after the whole entire rumors with the heart tweet.
Yeah. The developer of Power World has signed a deal with Sony to form a new business called Power World Entertainment to capitalize on the breakout success of the video game by expanding the IP. J. Japan-based Pocket Pair announced a joint venture with Sony Music Entertainment in Japan and Aniplex to establish Power World Entertainment for the purpose of accelerating the global development of Power World and its further expansion. This is not a publishing deal for Power World, the video game, or an acquisition by Sony, rather an attempt to make the most of the game's huge popularity with non-video game products such as merchandise and music. The newly formed business, headed up by Pocket Pair CEO Takuro Mizu, is responsible for global licensing and merchandising activities associated with Power World. Let's see. Mizro confirmed Power World costs less than 1 billion yen, 6.7 million to make, and had made tens of billions of yen in profit. For context, 10 billion yen is around 6.72 million. So it just makes sense that Pocket Pair is going to turn up the success on Power World and just make some merch and stuff like that. And I think I seen a rumor. It wasn't, you know, guaranteed or anything. There's just a rumor that Sony might make an anime for Power World out of this deal. So to compete with Pokemon anime, I guess.
But not Horizon.
Nope, not Horizon.
Yeah, I figured they would do that to an extent, like once they was coming to PlayStation, the whole nine yards, which obviously PlayStation and Sony, they're, you know, Sony owns PlayStation.
They still haven't confirmed that it's coming to PlayStation, but with this partnership, I mean.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely given, along with that blue heart for the tweet.
Yeah.
But I figured Sony would try to do something like that too, because you mentioned it a little bit with the whole Pokemon thing and Nintendo, you know, owns Pokemon. Not necessarily on the anime world, but in the video game world.
Right.
But, like you said, they have a chance to compete with them in a media sense of videos and everything else, or show rather anime style, like how Pokemon's been running for what? I also think it came over to America in 98.
98, yep.
So yeah, it's Pokemon's been a long time running, and which of course, you know, granted Pokemon's geared for kids, and I say Power World, if it gets an anime, it'll be a adult version, because, you know, it is Pokemon with guns.
Yeah.
So I don't think it'll be a kid show.
No, but I think now would be a good time to compete with the Pokemon anime, because what, not too long ago, earlier this year, Ash and Pikachu, they're no longer on Pokemon anymore. Like, they got removed from the show. So it'd be a good time for Pokemon with guns to step in and take the place of Pokemon, since it's basically an end of an era for the anime.
Oh, yeah. And that's still an insane thing to think about, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Which, I mean, I know shows, but anytime shows have done it, they've never been able to recover. Because, I lost my train of thought. I know Fairly Odd Parents tried it. It didn't work. What else? I had one. Nope, lost it. It'll come to me later. Crap, I cannot think of it. It's bothering me. Anyways, moving on to the next one. That way I just don't keep on rambling over that same, trying to remember it. It'll come to me randomly when we're discussing this next topic, then I'll probably just yell it out randomly while Ashen's telling you what the news is. 2K25 release date and other news.
Yeah, so NBA 2K25 will release on September 6th. It says the four different editions of NBA 2K25 releasing September 6th come with different pricing and features. The standard edition will be available for $69.99 on PS5, PS4, Xbox Series, Xbox One, and PC, and $59.99 on Nintendo Switch. And there's also a standard edition with your WNBA athlete who, what was it, Aja Wilson or whatever her name is, I think.
I think so.
And then
also, oh, Yu-Gi-Oh, by the way.
Yu-Gi-Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I knew.
They had Yu-Gi-Oh GX and they had different ones.
Yeah, but you had a different character with each thing. And like
right,
said,
and nothing was the same as the original.
Yeah.
But they had the All-Star Edition as well. I don't have the price for that in front of me. And then Hall of Fame Edition with Vince Carter. All-Star has... So Standard has Jason Tatum. WNBA Standard has Aja Wilson. I think that's how you say her name. I don't know. It's A-J-A or whatever. But anyway. And then All-Star has Jason Tatum and Aja Wilson. And then Hall of Fame has Vince Carter.
It was 99 or 100 for...
Yeah. And then...
150
for Hall of Fame. I know... All-Star Edition comes with 100,000 VC plus some My Team junk. And then Hall of Fame comes with 100,000 VC plus 12 months of NBA League Pass. So you can watch NBA games included with that.
That's not a bad deal.
No, that's the one I'm getting just for that. So I can watch pretty much any NBA game I want to.
I'd make a new email account every single week.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets aggravating. It's free, but it's aggravating. If I'm going to buy 2K, might as well just get that included. But finally, for the first time, PC will get the next gen release instead of current gen.
Well, very exciting.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Because the first time it came out for next gen, it did get next gen. But then the past 2 years, for some reason, they've got current gen. But next year, we will get next gen. For the first time, because we have never played next gen. We've always been on current gen.
Yeah. Minus, only thing PC don't get feature wise, which we've talked about before, the whole anti-cheat thing, is PCs won't get crossplay.
Which makes no sense, because they pay for anti-cheat on PS5 and Xbox Series consoles. Why not just make a bigger deal, or just pay a little extra money to get that anti-cheat on PC too?
I guess PC can finally keep up a par with PlayStation and Xbox.
Yeah, they're powerful enough now with these new chips coming out.
Yeah.
It took these new chips like the Ryzen 9, you know, but finally there.
We're going to run a standard 2K game. That's some rough stuff. Since it requires 8 gigabytes of RAM to download,
I know. Recommended 16 though, so you gotta watch out.
Yeah, it's rough. Too bad my PC can hold 32.
Yeah,
and most of them can nowadays.
Yeah, most of them come with 32 gigabytes of RAM.
If you're running a Dell from 2011, you might have some issues, but
yeah, definitely a thing within the past, I'd say, 10 years, you're probably good, unless you're just a 4 gigabyte RAM cheap laptop from Walmart or something.
Yeah, because even
most laptops come with 8 gigabytes of RAM base.
Yeah, it's been insane that PC hasn't got any love from, which, what, because every version is going to cost 70 except for the Switch version.
Yeah,
and it's going to be the 60,
right?
I guess that's what you get for running 30 frames per second, though.
That's right. There is a world of difference, though, going from Switch. Because I got 2K24 on Switch and PC, and completely different. I mean, which is to be expected.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm definitely excited to get next gen for the first time. Maybe next year, since it took us this long to get next gen, maybe next year we'll get crossplay. Or maybe 2 years we'll get crossplay.
No, I don't see them fixing that issue with the...
I think they will eventually, because if enough people complain, because why else would they make next gen on PCs? Because enough people complained about it. Yeah, they heard us on our podcast slamming them for it.
Ronnie was listening to our podcast, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he did reach out to us for a sponsorship, so he did. That's probably why he didn't do it, because he heard us talking trash about him.
True. That's true. mean, he'll get it honest, at least.
Yeah, we're not gonna lie.
No, I'll be honest with it. You sponsor me and your stuff's actually crap, I'll tell you it's crap.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, like I said, they're finally doing good with getting PC next gen, but at the same time, it's been 4 years in the making, and what, you actually get both takeovers and don't, which, I mean, you get both takeovers now with normal thing, but you just gotta work for them both, but it's just, you fill up one takeover bar in next gen and you got it.
Yeah.
Takeovers. So you still got dual takeovers now. It's so,
which it used to be like that on current gen. You just fill up one and you have both. Then they made it double bars.
But yeah, that's, like I said, just random 2K news because I know we're interested in it. And so if you guys want to play with us and do everything else, we'll be here on PC. But other than that, I think that's pretty much all the time we got for today.
Yeah.
Without really diving in too far into the next one, cut a little short. I think we're about 29, 30 minutes right now.
30 on the dot.
Oh, dead on anyway. So, like I said, you can follow our Discord, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Got merch on Redbubble. I can't think of anything else. I might be it.
We're recording two episodes, so we'll pre-record the next episode, so it won't release for 2 weeks. But I'm going on vacation next week, so that's why.
And everything that we do cover for next week will be relevant still because it's a broad spectrum of actual news.
Yeah.
Not time-sensitive stuff. I guess one's time sensitive to an extent, but that's really pushing it.
Yeah.
Because it'll still be there, it's just when it comes out.
Yeah.
But it'll technically be out before this one even releases.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you have that as a spoiler for next week. Or in a couple seconds for us.
Yeah.
Other than that, later, guys.
See you guys next week.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.